Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown, overlooking Majestic Buckhead, where the weather is absolutely marvelous, as it was for the SEC championship game on Saturday afternoon, where the whole nation watched my Georgia Bulldogs come within 6 yards of playing for the national championship. It was that close. It was a great game, with the exception of the cheap shot that was taken on our quarterback that one time. It was that wasn't called for a penalty, by the way. A magnificently played game. The winner, Alabama, to whom I tip my hat, is going to the national championship, and we're going to the toilet bowl. Some obscure little thing, the Capital One or whatever it is in Orlando, and not the Orange Bowl to play against Florida State, which would be a good match. Instead, they chose Northern Illinois to play in our stead. Northern Illinois. Does anybody even know where it is? They beat the likes of Ball State and Toledo, and they are put into a BCS bowl, and the Georgia Bulldogs, who came within an eyelash of knocking off Alabama to play the national championship, go to a much lesser one. Well, the BCS is a mess, and it's not the only thing that's a mess. Our nation is a mess. We've reelected Barack Hussein Obama, who is completely incompetent. We're about to go off the fiscal cliff, and what does he do? Goes on a $4 million vacation to Hawaii for 3 weeks. Is that what we're paying him for? I don't think so, but you know what? The American people have spoken, and they want the food stamp president. There are some really disturbing things about all of this. Let me just bring up something right now that I think is one of the most horrific things that I have heard, and it is extremely disturbing. Okay. There are states where there are more people who are on welfare than those who work in the private sector. Let me say that again. More people on welfare than those working in the private sector. How does a nation sustain itself doing that? Let me tell you the states where that's true. California, Illinois, Ohio, and New York. Those are the four big ones. California has 55 electoral votes. Illinois, 20. Ohio, 18. And New York, 29. What does that mean? It means that 45% of the electors needed to win the presidency, almost half, are in control of states where more people are on welfare than work in the private sector. How can this nation ever elect someone who wants to be responsible again when half of the election votes that are required, 45%, come from those four states where people have a vested interest in voting for the food stamp president, for the president that gives them free stuff? I'll have to admit that when it came to the election, I mean, obviously I was wrong, and I thought it would be an overwhelming success for Romney because Obama is such a failure. He can't even get a budget passed, doesn't operate by one. He has run up the deficit to well over $16 trillion. There's 8% or more unemployment, and they just reconfigured it so that it would go below the 8% and as a magic mark, but it didn't matter. If you get people who are irresponsible, who don't work, who don't care, there's not any reason in the world to vote for somebody that's responsible. It's much easier to put your vote in for somebody who's going to give you something for nothing. And as far as people caring about the debt, people that voted for him don't care. They're not responsible. He's not responsible. He gives them free stuff. That's what they want. They vote for him, and they came out. Now, I'll grant you that in the Electoral College, it was a pretty substantial defeat. But as far as the number of people who are against Obama as versus those that love him, well, it's pretty close. But since the election, it seems to me that they're really kind of coming out of their shell. And the adulation for this man has gone far beyond anything that anyone could ever have anticipated. Now, I think it was just a little comedy sketch when Jimmy Fox got on and said, you know, let's give it up for God, and let's give it up for our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. Well, the audience didn't really respond to that as favorably as he kind of had hoped, and he tried to push it a little bit further. But there are a lot of people that absolutely positively look to him in such an adulatory way, such a fawning way, that it borders on worship, which in the Judeo-Christian tradition is idolatry. When Moses came down from the mountain and with the Ten Commandments, the very first one was to love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, and to not put strange gods before. Well, do people really worship Obama? I don't think so. Not certainly not in the sense that they do believe that he is literally divine. Not like Caligula tried to make himself when he proclaimed himself to be divine in Rome, and literally people had to worship him. But as far as holding him responsible and accountable, not going to happen. Yeah, I'm very disappointed. It's in some ways to just get back into this and say we've got to fight, we've got to hold our ground, we've got to stand here, we've got to do the things necessary to put this country back in the direction that it needs to be going. Obviously, all of that is true, but it is a hard thing to do after such a difficult defeat. In some ways, it was very similar to the Georgia-Alabama football game. We came within 6 yards and ran out of time. Well, we came close to defeating the president, and it's very hard to defeat a sitting president. Very few of them ever are defeated like that. The last one was Jimmy Carter, and he was defeated because he was incompetent, just like Obama. The difference? We had more responsible people. The percentage of people that would say, we've got to balance the budget, we've got to, yes, we have to take care of some people when they're down and out, but when it gets to where there are more of them than those that are working in a state the size of California, where there are more people that are on the dole than those that are working in the private sector, give me a break. That is a recipe for absolute financial collapse. Now, if you put the number of people that are working in the public sector in there, there would be more people that are working than people that are receiving welfare. So when you factor in policemen and firemen and city and state officials and teachers, it would be, you know, less than half. But as far as the private sector, where income is generated, you have more people on the dole than not. Is it any wonder? What are the states that are the closest to collapsing as far as their state governments are concerned? California, Illinois, New York. They're just a whisper from going under. Now, what happens when a state goes under? Well, if they're beholden to Barack Obama, they'll be looking for federal bailouts. So that means if you live in a state like Nebraska or Georgia or Texas, you're going to be ending up paying for the irresponsibility of Californians, Illinoisans, and New Yorkers. Well, that's going to create quite a furor. People aren't going to like that. It's going to be very difficult. And now, as we're about to go over the cliff, and the president's on a 3-week, $4 million vacation to Hawaii, what are we going to do? Should the Republicans in Congress cave and just, what does the president want? He wants another stimulus, another $1.5 trillion to spend without any accountability. Think of it like this, if this is your family. It's like saying, I'm going to write checks for what I want and never look at the balance and just keep writing checks, and the bank not saying you're overdrawn, just letting you go ahead and do it. But at some point, someone's going to have to say, whoa, each taxpayer is in debt about $150,000 each. Real money, real debt for each taxpayer. Where's it going to come from? You know your situation. You know your family situation. You're married. You got a couple of kids. Means you and your wife owe $300,000. Additional to whatever you owe for your house. If you're still paying for some student loan. If you've got credit cards. And everything else. Oh, just by the way. You also owe an extra $150,000 each, male or female. Got to come from someplace at some time. And yet, the people who voted for him don't pay taxes. You pay taxes. They have no incentive to do the right thing. Their incentive is to get more free stuff. Well, this is a very cynical way for the Democrats have found a way to manipulate the system and create a permanent welfare state with people who are irresponsible. That's what they want. And it's going to be hard to win another election. How do we do it? How do you get people who have not, who are used to getting something for nothing and say, okay, we're not going to take care of you anymore. You've got to take care of yourself. And all they do is talk about the people that make too much money, and we need to take it from them to give it to people who don't work. Now, what is it that made America great? Did socialism make America great? Did people not being responsible for themselves and their families make America great? When people headed west, did they get bailouts? Did they get anything? What was it about them that worked? That doesn't work now. What was it about these people in the Great Western Migration that had that character quality that would allow them to do what they're supposed to do always and never turn around and blame things on other people? What they'd say is, I've got to do this myself. And they would or they wouldn't. If they didn't, they didn't eat. What is it that we want for this country? Do we want a nation with people who are dependent upon someone that they adulate, like Barack Obama, as essentially a semi-false deity? Is that what we want? Do we want somebody who's incompetent in the White House, who doesn't know what they're doing, who's never had a real job, who's never been effective at anything? That is now in charge of the greatest economy in the history of the world, and he doesn't have a clue of what he's doing. Elected by self-indulgent fools. And here we are, a month afterwards, instead of rolling up his sleeves and working as hard as he can to put America back on track, he goes on a 3-week vacation. Just let it go. Who cares? His people, those that voted for him, don't require responsibility because they're not responsible. Now, if they don't require responsibility, and they vote for him anyway, all they care about is getting their free stuff. We've created a monster and a situation that is unsustainable. What are we going to do? What can turn it around? Is there anything? Well, I've got somebody on the line. Let's put them on and we'll see what we've got here. Hang on a second. Good afternoon. This is Jack Watts. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Richard.
Oh God.
What's shaking?
What?
Go ahead.
No, I just, in the true holiday spirit, somebody robbed me at the Y yesterday. A couple of $100. Took it out of my, locker. A locker, too. I don't know how they did it, but they did it. And they got some other guy, too. They got his BlackBerry and about $250. So I guess somebody somewhere is going to have a nice Christmas.
Well, there you go. You know, if you, I don't know why people bother to steal. I mean, when they can get free stuff from Obama and he gets a free phone to anybody that voted for him.
Yeah, but they couldn't wait to, you know, to get on the dole so that, you know, the holidays are right around the corner, and I guess a BlackBerry could get you a couple of $100. So he's got himself $600-$700 to make the spirits bright.
Well, people that do that buy crack with it or heroin, and so I mean that's by and large a drug addiction problem, that, you know, people would go into lockers and stuff like that. It's these kinds of things happen quite a bit. Well, I'm happy to say that our president is in Hawaii enjoying himself. He and his wife and two daughters having a $4 million vacation while we're about to go over the fiscal cliff. And it's being depicted as, you know, the Republicans being in opposition against what he wants to do. And, you know, it's 4 more years of gridlock. And I don't know what we're going to do, Dick. I just think that this is like I've never seen anything like this before. I was and still amazed that the people voted for incompetence and irresponsibility and failure. Incompetence, irresponsibility, and failure. And that's what they want, and they're thrilled to have it. How, for the life of me, it never occurred to me that there would be enough people that would be so beholden to for free stuff from Obama that they would do something like that. Now what's going to happen in the future?
He's in Hawaii all the way through Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't there something back when that they don't give their children birthday presents or Christmas presents, so that way you don't, nobody will know about that either. But don't you think it's a little, I don't know, how about all of the Secret Service guys that now completely miss their whole holiday season because he is so selfish that he would be gone for 3 weeks and completely ruin their holidays too.
Well, at least he took them to Hawaii.
Yeah, well, I guess that part. Yeah, but even that, after a while, when you're staying in a hotel room, you know, by yourself or with another agent, isn't exactly what you would call a great time. Well, maybe they'll do like they did in South America, though, and find some hooker somewhere.
There you go. I was telling the people just a little earlier, and Hawaii is one of the other states. There are a number of states where there are more people who collect welfare than those who work in the private sector. And those states include Hawaii, California, Illinois, Ohio, and New York. Now, you know, Hawaii's only got 4 electoral votes, but California has 55, Illinois 20, New York 29, and Ohio 18. That's 45% of what's needed to win the White House. So these welfare recipients are going to create a permanent class of a welfare state and continue to elect these people. And how we're going to get this changed is the question that we have to answer in the next 2 years and then in the next 4 years. And that's what we're going to be talking about, how to reinvigorate American people with the work ethic that made this nation great, because, you know, just not doing anything and getting money for doing nothing and being a bum is not what made America great, nor will it sustain us. And we're not going to be able to survive like this. But, you know, we are just about out of time. Is there something that you want to say to the criminal who stole your money before we sign off? Maybe you better not say it.
God bless America. God bless the United States. And if he needed it that bad, he should have just asked for it.
Yeah, you get what you asked for.
It goes around, comes around.
Right. We're just about off the air, so let me say good night, everybody, and God bless you, and God bless America. Bye-bye.